My name is Elmo. I'm an alcoholic. It's good to be alive. Good to be sober today. You all gotta pray for me when I come around here. Pray for my ass sometimes, because I came in here a street drunk. I've been through jails and institutions, lost my job, my wife, my house, my kids. My ass was on fire. I had nothing. I got something today. I'm a miracle sitting here. I should be dead. I know it. But I'm where I'm supposed to be, because where I might have been yesterday, tomorrow, that don't matter. What I've got is a daily reprieve based on my spiritual condition. Because we alcoholics know what happens to us, and we do it anyway. We know what happens, and we do it anyway. That's insanity. Normal people can't understand that. So we get to be a bit grateful when we get in here and hang around and find out that what's inside of us, if it doesn't change, we're going back where we came from. Now, the tragedy of that is, folks, see, I guarantee you, if you can't find out that you have the disease of alcoholism, I'm talking about alcoholism, not lifeism or psychologyism or my dog or my cat or whatever you think I smell good or not, I've got a disease that tells me it's not a disease. That's hard information. You say tuberculosis or meningitis, folks take that shit serious. Well, I've got inoperable alcoholism. I got a disease that says, go ahead, Elmo. Have just one drink. Go ahead. When Elmo never took just one drink in his life. I don't know about any of you, but my best thinking got me here. I used to be a genius. I was smart as 9 circus donkeys. I used to be a real jackass. I'm not allowed up in my head now without adult supervision. But see, the beauty of that is that I don't have to figure anything out. How come I've got to be an alcoholic and you don't? How the hell do I know? How come one cell turns to cancer and the other don't? It doesn't matter. That's why when I come into these rooms a few 24 hours ago, them old boys told me to take the cotton out of my ears and put it in my mouth. They said, if you've got the disease of alcoholism, we know everything we need to know about you except your name. Just sit down and listen. Saved my life. Something happens to a drunk when he gets in here. He's got to make a decision about his drinking. And if you ain't finished drinking, I mean if alcohol ain't bit you in the ass hard enough you can't put it down, then you just ain't finished drinking. And how do you know that? Because your ass ain't fallen off yet. But it will. And when it does, and once you get some distance between yourself and the drink, you'll discover the same dilemma I find myself in today. Alcohol is not my problem. That's a surprise, ain't it? Once we put the plug in the jug and hang around here a while and got some distance between ourselves and the drink, we come into the dilemma where I find myself today. Alcohol is not my problem. Life is my problem. I don't know how to live. This is all about change, folks. And you want to know what you got to change? Everything. This is a spiritual program, and I'm preaching. Why? Because it's fucking sad. People are dying around here. And this is a spiritual program. You need a higher power. No God. No church God. You don't even have to have a God. All you have to find is a power greater than yourself. All you got to know about a higher power is that probably there is one, and probably you ain't it. The way I run my mouth, I know a lot of people don't like me, and I don't blame them. But I thoroughly get tired of knowing how serious this alcoholism is. I come here with a message, and this shit ain't funny. And if you've been here a while and you're still farting through silk and still pissing and moaning about relationships and jobs and money or what somebody said to your dog, you need to go out and drink some more. Just go on out, drink some more. But you might not make it back alive. If you want to stay alive, you got to stay sober. And if you want to stay sober, you got to trust this God of your understanding. And you got a clean house. You got to take personal inventory. It don't work the same for everybody except for a drunk, because only a drunk knows what it is if he picks that drink up. Only a drunk knows what it is to wake up and not know where you've been or what you've done, and the snot inside your head smells like ammonia, and you can smell the booze coming out of your pores, and maybe you peed or threw up on yourself, and your body feels beat up, and you don't even know if it's daytime or night, and the first thing you reach for is a drink, and you'd sell your mother to get it. I remember lying in the snow in my front yard. My kids were looking at me through the front window, crying, and my wife was standing behind, holding on to them tight. I'll never see those people again. Poor Elmo. I can't change that. That's the past. I can't change it. All I have is today. And this is about taking action, folks. This is about a new way of life. There's a psychic phenomenon that a drunk like me knows about. We experience a psychic phenomenon every day of our lives. We fools, we bottom-ass drunks, because we don't drink, and we can't tell you how or why. And that's a phenomenon. When something good happens to you over and over and you can't explain it. All I know is they told me I had to change. Change you must, or die you will. So today, I've got a relationship with this God of my understanding, who I'm trying to seek through this higher power. I've changed through a psychic phenomenon I can't explain. The good news is, my life is better. Yeah, them old boys told me that if you take a drunk, lying, no-good, cheating horse thief and get him to put down the drink, you know what you have? A lying, no-good, cheating horse thief. But we can change. And we do it through getting honest, getting involved, and carrying the message. Honor the vessel of your life, folks. Honor the vessel of your life. That's sacred. You got to treat it with respect. Because this is a serious disease. You don't believe me? Then you go on out and drink some more. This disease is a bear. This disease will bite your head off and spit it out on the street. I lost my wife, my kids. Self-respect. Lived on the street, jails, mental institutions. We must be as desperate as only the dying can be. Because there's nothing in the world more natural than for an alcoholic to drink alcohol. When you put down that drink, every cell in your body starts to scream. And while you're shivering and sweating and shaking, your disease is over there doing push-ups. Just waiting. Well, that's what you can learn from a low-damn, bottom-gutter drunk like me. If you haven't been there, you don't have to go there. Because this disease will put a shotgun in your mouth. If you don't believe that, you're peeing in your ear and telling yourself it's raining.